Shalom, everyone. I'd like to read next. Let me put up the URL for the Seventh Seal Lecture where I'm continuing to read. And I'm in part two at the PowerPoint presentation page, Manifest the Hierarchy. Eventually, we have to create the communities of light. The communities of light are communities based on the eternal divine path. From these communities, the leaders will emerge, and eventually a hierarchy will be formed from them. Next page, wait until humanity is ready. Then we wait. When we have created all these things, then we wait for humanity to get ready. Also, these communities of light are going to be wonderful places to be. People will want to be in them, so they are going to join more and more. There is a critical point. If we make the mission to get to that critical point, the rest is going to just fall into place. So we have to create that hierarchy from the communities of light. Wait until humanity is ready and bring God's kingdom on earth. That is really our goal of the mission, to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Of course, I am the first fruit and the first revealer. You are the second fruit or third fruit or fourth fruit or whatever, but you have received the revelation. Now it is your responsibility. That was my responsibility when I gave it to you. It is now your responsibility. God knew this even before I was born. He gave it to me and said, you have to do this. Have I done a good job? Okay, then. You have to do the same thing. We have to wait. We are not revolutionary people. We are an evolutionary people. We are at an evolutionary stage that the kingdom will come. The golden age is coming. There is no doubt about that. There is a preparation for that coming. So the only thing we have to do is we have to educate people. We are the educators. We educate humanity to see what they will do to themselves if they do not listen to God. God gave us a good resume, that there is no doubt that this is from God. If you still have doubt and you cannot see that this revelation is from God, as I have said, there is something wrong with you. That is because he gave even the address of the city where this is going to come. Let us go to the next page. The message of the seventh angel. What is the message of the seventh angel? And many were speaking at once here. Disciple answered, bring the kingdom of heaven on earth through the eternal divine path. And Maitreya said, the eternal divine path, that is the message. The base of our teaching is very simple. It is a path. It has no dogma. It has no glossy thing over it. Or, if you believe in a name, you are going to be saved. Or, you have the last word. Or, you are the chosen people. You are the chosen people if you follow the eternal divine path. If you are not following the eternal divine path, you are kidding yourself because you cannot get there. Hopefully, we will find people who do not kid themselves. They will follow the eternal divine path. They meditate. They awaken their spiritual forces. They look at themselves to know, what is my pattern? What is my problem? What do I do in my life that gets me to the same trouble over and over again? If we look at those patterns, we eventually will dissolve them and we will free ourselves from those subconscious setups. So we can see that they meditate, they awaken their spiritual forces, they free themselves from the psychological, emotional, cultural, and whatever other things in this world that they put on us and bind us. And they free themselves so they can say, okay, I can live in the community. I can be helpful. I can be loving. I can be part of it. I can be a light worker, become a light myself. How can you live in the community of light if you do not have a light? You will be pushed out. You would be out of place, out of sync. But if you have the light, easily you can live in the communities of light and become one with it. Then, of course, you realize that you have to sacrifice. Then you have to surrender and submit to God and become a universalist. Then you become an elect. Oh, you know the eternal divine path. I guess I have explained it many times that you have heard it. So that is the real message of this mission, eternal divine path. Of course, there is only one path. Also, it unifies all the religions of the world. That is what God meant by sending this religion, that religion, and that religion. He prophesied such a person would come and bring the next revelation, and he did. All of this says God exists. The reason that I emphasize God exists is because 99% of humans do not really believe that God exists. They have religion. They have some beliefs. But they really, really do not have a direct relationship with God. They just believe something that their parents told them and say, okay, I believe God exists. But really, they do not. But here in our mission, at least you see that God said he was going to do these things, and he did them. Therefore, he exists. Actually, intellectually, you can say that he exists. Then you meditate, and eventually you will have some relationship with him. Next page, unification of all religions. He also unified the seven angels. He unified all religions. There is no religion in the world that is not unified in the mission. Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. What religion is not included? Can anyone come up with any religion that is not included with the rest? There are the mystical paths, which cover a lot of religions. Any religion that says, know thyself, is a part of the mystical paths. Do Hindus say, know thyself? Do Buddhists say, know thyself? They are all in the mystical paths. And then Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Baha'i, and all other religions are unified. Therefore, again, the seventh angel fulfilled that requirement. Next page, unity of the universe and man. If you read the book, Universe and Man, you will see that again we have unified man with the universe. Every man, every woman is a universe in itself. You have every element in the universe in you. So you really represent the universe, each of you. And that is how you are connected to the universe. Your ultimate goal is to become pure consciousness. You do not need this body anymore to become absolutely absorbed into the Godhead. Even then, when the universe all becomes pure consciousness, you still are a part of the universe itself. So that is another unification. The next responsibility of the messenger, of the seventh angel, next page, God is the king, has to be glorified. That is why whenever we do something good, who has done it? God has done it. Whenever we do bad, who has done it? We did it. And there was laughter. Isn't it a terrible place to be? Can God do something that is not perfect, if we are doing something that is not perfect, who did it? We did it because we did not let the Spirit come through. So you have to always let Him do the work. If He does the work, what happens? You do perfect things. Then your life becomes a joy, a dance, and something that you flow with. Anything is done in the proper time, and perfectly it is done, and correctly it is done. So we let Him come through. And all glory goes to God. He does not need us to glorify Him. He does not need the glorification. He is perfect. How can you glorify something that is already perfect? Perfection does not need glorification. Perfection is glorified in another way. So He really does not need it. We need to glorify Him. Why? We need to get out of ourselves. Forget about me all the time. By glorifying Him all the time, we do not think about ourselves, but we think about God, and we get out of ourselves. So we are free. Also, as we said, if God is the King, we create communities of light. We follow God's laws. If God is not the King, we have kings, we have heads of state, we have dictators, we have presidents, we have this and that, which are not connected to God. So even the heads have to be connected to God. If the head is not connected to God, is the body connected to God? No. If the head is sick, what happens to the body? The body feels sick. When you have a headache, do you feel good? Does your body feel good? Again, it is so important in the mission that the head should be paravibras. The head should be people who are connected to God. If they are not connected to God, the body is going to be also not connected. Next page. Bring His kingdom, which will bring peace, prosperity, and good God life to man. So that is the only way to prosperity, peace, unity, and a good life to man, by bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth based on the communities of light. There is no other way. Anyone out there saying anything else that they say, that they can bring peace, or I have a good idea, let us create global nations, or this and that, they are good ideas. They meant good. I am not saying they are bad people. They mean good. They want to do something good. But they want to do it according to human understanding instead of God's understanding, which is now revealed to humanity. The timing is perfect because we are on the brink of destroying ourselves or bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay, the next topic, the next page on the PowerPoint is what the seventh angel unifies. We have talked about so many unifications that have occurred in the mission. What do we unify in the mission? First of all, we unify all religions on earth. That is the most important part of the unification that occurred in the mission. We have unified all religions on earth. Second, we unified Judeo, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teachings with the mystical paths. No other revelation to this point unifies the mystical paths with the Judeo, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i. Even the Baha'i teaching mostly is really an extension of the Judeo, Christian, Islamic teachings. That is why they have a hard time with the Hindus and Buddhists. It is because they do not cover the mystical paths. So we can see that that is another unification. The mystical paths is the spirit of all religions. If you do not know the mystical paths, you do not know meditation, you do not understand karma, reincarnation, and all those things, and you do not understand your teaching. When Christ said that Elijah is John the Baptist, he was talking about reincarnation. How did John come in the womb of Elizabeth as John the Baptist? He was reincarnated as John the Baptist, so we can see. Now you say, oh, now I understand. Now that I have realized the mystical paths and the teaching, I can see. When Christ said, your eyes have to be single, then your whole body will be full of light. If I was not in Ananda Marga and had not meditate or heard about the third eye, I would not have understood that sentence. I would say, okay, maybe the light is something that comes from the sky and goes to my body and fills me up. That is why my first experience was mystical with Baba. Actually, my first experience with God was meditation. I closed my eyes, I saw the light, and everything made sense. So we can see that the mystical paths is the spirit of all religions. That is why that is the first step in the eternal divine path. You have to meditate and create the experience with God. As we said, God is not something that you explain. God is something that you experience. You can explain him forever, and you are never going to find out about it. But when you experience it, you do not need an explanation any longer. You just experience it. Next page, the East and the West. So far, the East was mostly spiritual and religious. The West was mostly mind and science. This revelation is the only revelation that actually was revealed in the West. All other religions and revelations were revealed in the East. So we can see that the East and the West also are unified. Actually, I was educated in a very Western way when I was growing up. I grew up very Westernized. It was in the time of the Shah, and he was pretty Westernized. He was skiing, going to Europe all the time and all of that. So I was Westernized. When I came to the United States, it was not a very big cultural shock for me. Actually, I did not know anything about meditation and did not even believe in God the way they presented it to me. But here, I found the East. I grew up very Westernized in the East and became very Easternized and found the East when I was in the West. It was absolutely upside down. Also, God now is releasing the energy between the West and the East, and they are becoming more balanced. The Eastern people are learning more about science and all of that. And the West is interested to know about God. That is because a lot of Western souls were born in the East now, and a lot of Eastern souls were born in the West. So they are getting mixed up. What else did the seventh angel unify? And the next page, all prophecies. As we said, before the prophets had a couple of prophecies fulfilled with them. With the seventh angel, all the prophecies came together as one, two. As he represented all the prophecies of the prophets before him also. So that is another unification. Next page. Katam Katam. That is a big discussion in Islam that what did Prophet Muhammad mean? Did he mean Katam, the end of the prophets, or Hatam, the seal of the prophets? Was he the seal of the prophets, or was he the last prophet? Now we can see that our explanation unifies them. He is the seal of the prophets. Where is Islam in the greatest sign? It is at the very top. If you make a ring of the greatest sign, where is Islam going to be? Islam is the seal. And of course, he brought the highest spiritual realization. If you let God come through you all the time, are you and God one? You do not exist. God only exists. Isn't the goal of a life to become one with God? If you reach that point, you have reached the highest spiritual realization. So in that sense, he brought the highest spiritual understanding, and therefore he was the last prophet. Really, the rest of the prophets after him did not bring any great spiritual realization. They brought universalism, who is the elect, and unification. But really, the most important is that you and God become one. Next page, science and religion. We also unified science and religion. There is no separation between science and religion. Whatever science realizes and what God has already created. We are not against evolution. We are not against science. Actually, we were talking about ice last night with Isaac. Water is the only element in the universe that when it freezes, it expands. That is the only element in the universe that when it freezes, it expands instead of becoming more condensed. He had an explanation why. We were asking, who do you think created it this way? He said, God. And there was laughter. Isn't it nice if you can study science at the same time realize who is behind it? Who created the science that those elements bind together to create new elements and all that? And he did not hesitate. God, right away. He knew exactly what the answer was. Next page, capitalism and Marx and Engels, ideas from which communists came. Capitalism says free enterprise. Anyone who wants to can make capital, make money, reach out and make as much money as they want and live the way they want. Communism says no. Marx and Engels, as we explained yesterday, said there is a thesis, an antithesis, and there is a fight between these two elements all the time. Eventually, one of them wins, or they merge together and become a synthesis. The synthesis becomes a thesis itself, and it is going to have an antithesis. Again, the fight is going to go on, and it is going to continue forever. So they came up with the idea that the capitalists, or the people who have the resources and money, are going to be against the workers and the farmers, mostly the workers. So there is going to be a fight, and eventually they envision that communism would come when everyone works according to their ability and takes according to their need. Of course, we saw that communism did not work. Russia fell apart. Cuba is in trouble. And all the people who have followed the communist ideology, it did not work. And they never explained what happened after communism. After communism comes, that becomes what? That becomes the thesis itself, doesn't it? There has to be an antithesis for communism. What is it? They never explain that. But in our teaching, we explain the cyclical movements of the society, which was brought by Baba. We will see very comfortably that they are right. There is a thesis and an antithesis, but it has a cyclical way. At the time of the revolution, who revolted against the thesis? It was the workers. But the moment the revolution started, who is going to put those workers out from the destruction, looting, and all of that? There has to be an army. The warrior class comes in. Who ruled Russia for 70 years? It was the army, generals, etc. So the worker revolution transferred to the warrior or Catrian era. Then, in the Catrian era, when they became more and more dependent on their intellectuals, Gorbachev came and said, no, this is not going to work. We need to become more business-oriented and intellectual. Now Russia is in an intellectual era. Of course, when the intellectual comes, the next is the business. You cannot live if you do not expand. Business has to expand. That is the nature of business. If you stay still, you die. You have to expand. You have to eat other businesses and become bigger, larger, and huger. And eventually what happens? A few businesses have all the resources, and everyone else has become a worker. Again, there is a revolution. And this cycle happens over and over. So we unify these two ideologies. There is nothing wrong with capitalism to a point. There is nothing wrong with the intellectuals having the ability to create, find out, research, understand the universe, and bring greater resources to humanity to a point. There is nothing wrong with the system that has to bring peace to people by the Catrian era, but to a point. So we can see that none of them is perfect, but all of them are necessary to run their courses. Now, if we leave it to humans and let these courses happen by themselves, when the time of the Vaishan era, business era, comes, there will be a revolution and destruction and all of that. But according to our teaching, the Paravipras will know this cyclical movement. So when the time comes to go to the next cycle, they facilitate the change. It very smoothly goes from one era to the next era to the next era. And the human progress will progress forever to a point of balance. When we reach that point of balance, then it is going to be a wonderful place to be. So we can see that is another unification that came through the mission. The next topic, the old concept of the community life with the latest technology of the new era. What happened to us? We created big cities and had our own houses, and we separated each other from one another. We do not need our neighbors anymore because we have everything we want. We have heat. We have running water. We have protection of the police. We have everything we need. But we do not have community anymore. There is no community. And not only is there no community, we both work. We do not have enough money to spend. So I do not need you. You do not need me. Again, separation. And it absolutely destroys the family structure, the home structure, and the community structure. We said, okay, now we can go back, have the community, but we can at the same time use technology. If 12 people come together, and even if 7, 8, or 9 of them work, 3 of them can stay home and create a good environment and community for the rest of the 7 or 8 people who go to work. When they come home, they have a nice place to meditate and be together, to dance, to chant, to talk about God, to listen to the tapes, read on Pal Talk, and there was laughter, all of that, and be joyful with it. Again, we see that the new technology with the old community is unified. Man and God, no middleman. We do not believe in the mediator. You have to go to God directly. Even the spiritual teachers in the mission are here to disseminate the message, not to connect you to themselves. If they do that, then they are not good spiritual teachers. They have to realize that they are here just to give the message, connect everyone to the mission and to God. If they become an obstacle, then they are in the way. And I'll take that up, I'll read that the next time we come together and I have the mic. And I'll turn the mic over now to the next person who would like to read in the room.